This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I don't want to mess up actually with your phone, with your computer. Let's see. It's tiny again.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have a shaha. Then, بلاش.
بلاها التليفون. بلاها التليفون.
التلفزيون.
بلاها. اللي يريد ينزل تحت.
Here we go.
Oh, okay. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me? I don't think they can hear me. Assalamu alaikum. It's on. So we need both. السلام عليكم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير for coming and may Allah reward the ICOI and actually Sheikh Mustafa, he postponed his class for us because the time between Maghrib and Isha is very short. So may Allah reward him. It's less than 1 hour by the time we leave. Last week was less than 40 minutes. So we discussed options and then he said, you know, probably the best way is after Isha. And remember, this week and next week is a little bit late. It's not only for you. I'm a working woman. So I'm the first one. But alhamdulillah, Allah will make it easy. And then as we go more, the Isha will go back and then it will be. Can I ask the ladies who have children upstairs, can they please take care of their children? Can somebody go upstairs? The subject today is very hard. Yani when I was preparing it was very hard on me. And that's why I need you to give me your heart and to focus, and probably we'll do it in two classes. I can't cover all the Day of Judgment in one class. So can somebody, ya Karima, is she here? Can someone from the youth maybe go upstairs and please take care of the Allah barik fik. Yeah, because you know what? This is always the debate, should we bring children to the masjid or we shouldn't bring them to the masjid? The debate that will never rest, I call it. And the answer is very simple. One of the best answers I heard and I believe in, they need to come to the masjid, but they need to know what masjid is. Don't expect you bring a 3-year-old and a 4-year-old and then you pray. And what do you think the 3- and 4-year-old will do? Of course they will run around. So either I'll bring them and I will be make sure that I will keep them busy, and I have seen it amazingly. In the haram, they bring them, they sit, they bring everything with them and they enjoy it. If you think you can do it, then you know, that's when you will pray at home till inshallah they go a little bit older and then you bring them. But just let them go up and run around and then, and that's one of the reasons, and please forgive me why men complain about the woman. We talk after salah, the children running around, we're loud. And then when they start saying things about us, we get very unhappy. Let's put it this way. I think I made my point today. Alhamdulillah. So bismillah, we're going to talk about the Day of Judgment. How many of you know anything about the Day of Judgment? Can you hear me with this, without this? Ya Rabbi, laka alhamdulillah. So Day of Judgment, bismillah. The names, this is how I'm going to take you through. And we're going to do part today, inshallah. And then the next part is next week. What we're going to talk about today is just an introduction. What is the Day of Judgment? Right? When is it? Where is it? How do we know it's going to come? And then next week, when it comes, what's going to happen to us? So this is why I was telling you, you really need to focus with me today. It's a tough subject, but it's reality. I was reading it and I was like, where are you going to run away from this? It's coming. So let me at least learn and get ready for it. So the names of the Day of Judgment, there is at least, they say, there's about 55 names, the Yawm al-Qiyamah, Day of Judgment. 55 names, they said, at least. And I'm going to share with you some of them. and based all from the Quran. And some I will go quickly, and some I will, probably the first few, I will go a little bit in detail because you need to know. The most common name of the Day of Judgment or Day of Resurrection in the Quran is Yawm al-Qiyamah. That's the commonest name. What is Yawm al-Qiyamah? La uqsimu biyawm al-Qiyamah. It's in the Quran. And every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran say La, He negate, that means I am. It's opposite what I and you say. So when Allah says no, He means it is. La uqsimu mean I am. And as they always teach you, Al-Azim la yuqsimu illa bil-Azim. The great, the greatest will not make an oath, but with something very great. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will, when He makes an oath about Yawm al-Qiyamah, you need to get ready. What is Yawm al-Qiyamah? So that's one of it. And Allah put it it's actually 70 ayah. Sorry, I gave the wrong number. It's 70 ayah, 70, about the Day of Judgment. Many of them, for example, the one that Sheikh here put number one is Allahu la ilaha illa huwa layajma'annakum liyawm al-Qiyamati la rayba fi wa man asdaqa min Allahi haditha. By Allah, the one who has no other worship, no other worthy of worship but Him. And Allah here is making a statement of affirmation. Allahu la ilaha illahu. He's talking about Himself and what He's going to do. لَيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ. He is going to gather you. And those of you who know Arabic, and I see a good number of you know that, He used two tools for affirmation. لَمْ التَّوْكِيدُ وَالنُّونَ لَيَجْمَعَنَّكُمْ. Don't you, what he's telling me and you, don't you even have a doubt? A bit of a doubt. لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Now he's confirming, no doubt. And then he's saying, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقَ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Who is more truthful than Allah when he says something? It's not you and me. So what is يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ? What's the name mean? It's when the day when the people will stand up. Stand up. That's one of the names of a Yawm al-Qiyamah. Second name, Al-Yawm al-Akhir. That's probably very common, right? The last day. And also one of the names related to it is Al-Akhirah. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبْلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Excellence and good deeds and iman and excellent iman is not you stand up and you pray. That's basically the meaning of it. And then Allah tells you, what is this faith? What do we believe in? And how much we made it so superficial. لَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. Exactly what we covered. You believe in Allah. وَالْمَلَائِكَ angel, وَالنَّبِيِّينَ the prophets. وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ actually. Here the sequence is a little bit different. الْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Why it's called الْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ? Why? You all know that, right? Anybody doesn't know the name, the last day? Anybody? So why it's called the last day? There is no other day after. Done. If this is now, in another hour, is the day of judgment, there's no tomorrow. There's no Wednesday, 21st of August. It's going to be done. اليوم الآخر. In the same meaning as الآخرة, meaning the hereafter, the other life, the delayed one, the last one, the one we don't see. اليوم الآخر. The other name of it is الساعة. This is very scary. It's the hour. ساعة. What is الساعة? ساعة is the watch in the Arabic language. That's one meaning. But also ساعة is the time. Now, if I ask you in the Arabic language, what time is it? I'm going to say, كم الساعة? What time is it? So why it's called a sa'ah? I'm using your brain today. I'm making you thinking of these things. You read Quran how many times? And I'm sure some of you have memorized some of what I am saying. And then why it's called a sa'ah? And you read the translation, it says an hour, and you go. Why it's called a sa'ah? I can't hear. I want somebody to say. You know why? Because it's very close. Sa'a is now. When I say كم الساعة, I mean what time is it now? قريبة, it's very close. is just, you know what, from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how I and you are living normal, we're eating, we're drinking, we're smiling, we're inviting everybody, we're going, we're, because I don't know. Because if I know the sa'ah is in an hour, will I be smiling? Will you be sitting here and checking your phone? Will you gonna be planning what you're gonna do on Friday? But it is. But from the rahmah of Allah, I don't know when is it. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا. They ask you, when is the hour? And this just twice in the Quran. First one, Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي. The time, the knowledge of the exact time, so only Allah knows. Only Allah knows. And that's of the rahmah. But also, unfortunately, we human beings in general abuse it. Because we all think we're living here forever. Am I right? Am I right? Yes. Including me? Because yes. If I think for sure I am dying and there is a day of judgment, whether I die before it or I'm going to die on the day of judgment, do you think I'm going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you think I'm not going to pray? I'm not going to wear my hijab? I'm not going to do this and this till I finish this and that? The problem is, we read the name, but we don't know what it means. Or even if I know what it means, I just, next. As-sa'a, inna as-sa'ata la'atiyatun. Allah said this in Surah Al-Hijr, Tur-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Sa'a is coming. Fasfah al-safha al-jameel. Pardon them and forgive them. It's coming. The next name, which most of you know, Yawmul Ba'th. Which in Arabic is the same translation. It's the day of resurrection, but it's different. Al-Qiyamah is the day they stand up. Al-Ba'ath is the day they get out of their graves. Us, all of us. Yawm al-Ba'ath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuhannasu in kuntum fi raybin min al-Ba'ath. All people, this is in Surah Al-Baqarah. If you are in doubt, not sure, min al-Ba'ath, that we will bring you back. We will bring you back. Allah has repeated this notion in the Quran. We will go back to Allah. And I don't think anyone in this room or anyone is listening to me doubt that we're going to go back to Allah. Even the youth, even if you were born and raised here, if you don't know much about Islam, but this is in you and me. We know we are seeing Him. We are going to meet Him actually. We're going to stand in front of Him, and I said this to myself, I can't tell you how many times as I was preparing, I better have a good excuses of every not good thing I am doing. Because He is going to ask me, and this is what we're going to talk about next week, Al-Hisab, how He is going to take me accountable, what He's going to ask me, subhanAllah. So that's Yawmul Ba'ath, also Yawmul Khuruj, the day that they come out. This is Allah said this in Surah Qaf, the day they come out. See, all the names is related to what is going to happen. Another name is, which you all know, I'm sure all the youth know, Al-Qari'ah. What is Al-Qari'ah? This is one of the short surahs we all have memorized when we were younger than your daughter. What's Al-Qari'ah? Mal-Qari'ah. Wama adraka mal-Qari'ah. That's how Allah said it. So He first said the name Al-Qari'ah. He made an oath by it. Maqari'ah, what is it? And then He tells you, this is all the beautiful language of the Quran. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْقَارِعَةَ. You know what it means? When I tell you, you have not seen me upset. But if you see me upset, you don't want to see me. What I'm saying? What I'm telling you? Don't make me upset. I'm warning you, because you haven't seen me. And if you see me, wow. That's what Allah is saying. What is Al-Qari'ah? How do you translate Al-Qari'ah? The striking hour. The striking hour. It's the same concept. Day of Judgment has two main concepts. Sudden and very scary. Sudden and very scary. How many of you have witnessed, not seen on TV, thunderstorms or twister? Have you seen it? In action. How was it? How was it? I can't tell you. I've seen it once. Literally, I was like, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It became 9 p.m. within 5 minutes. And all the there is a sound. You hear it. And they told us it's twister, it's going to hit. And it's you hear the sound, it's so scary. And it's dark. And I'm scared it may hit, may not. But on the day of judgment, there is no may. There is no possibility. It's happening. It's there. Subhanallah. So this is Al-Qari'ah. That's another name. Yawmuddin, one of the other names. As-Sakha. You all probably have known this. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالصَّاخَ. What is As-Sakha? And those of you who know Tajweed, you in Tajweed, the correct pronunciation of the Quran is it goes with the meaning. This is the maddul lazim. You have to really prolong it for six harakat or six times because it is maddul. It's because it's mushaddad afterwards. It's hyperbole after asaha. And see what happens to you. And then Allah again same thing. What is it? What is it? What is asaha? Asaha is the trumpet blast. How do we know the day of judgment is going to come? I'm going to come to it in a second. It's asaha. You're going to hear it. I will hear it. And you will hear it. And every creation of Allah will hear it. Not only human beings. And every creation of Allah, live or dead. Or whether they are alive or they are dead, they will hear it. Asaha. And other names, At-Tammah al-Kubra, that's another one. At-Tammah, the greatest catastrophe. I need you to know these names because the name is very clear. And did I say any name so far that made you smile? Did I say any name so far that not make you scary? Any name I mentioned didn't make you, I'm looking at your faces, that made you think, why don't I know that? Or in fact, I know it, but why don't I think of it? Or as the Bedouin asked the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we call it the $1 million question. He said, Ya Rasulullah, mata sa'a? When is the hour? The question. What did he answer? What did he answer? Mada a'adatta laha? What did you prepare for it? Doesn't matter when. See the answer? What did you prepare for it? And this is to all of you, myself, number one. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now, He will give me a warning. You know the warning of the thunderstorms? And He will send a warning to this masjid. And He'll say, ladies, 10 minutes. Only 10 minutes. And then the day of judgment is going to come. Are you ready? Can anyone in this room say, yes, Ya Allah, like Sayyidina Bilal when he died? أَغَدًا نَلْقَ الْأَحِبَّةِ مُحَمَّدًا وَصَحْبِهِ. Ah, finally, I'm going to die? SubhanAllah. Because tomorrow I'm going to meet Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and the companions. Because what did he do? How did he spend his life? On the internet? On Instagram? Doing this and doing that? Then yes, I'm ready. Why we are scared? Why we are not ready? Because ذَرْهُمْ يَأْكُلُوا وَيَتَمَتَّعُوا وَيُلْهِهِمُ الْأَمَلِ فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, don't get upset with them. Leave them. This is the beginning of Surah Al-Anbiya, the prophets. Leave them. Let them eat and drink and enjoy, and they will know. فَسَوْفَ يَعْلَمُونَ. So that's another name. At-Tammah al-Kubra. The other name is يوم الحسرة, the day of regret. وَأَنْدِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ إِذْ قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ. Warn them about the day of regret. What are we going to say on the day of judgment? It's all from the Quran. I haven't said anything other from the Quran and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What are we going to say on the day of judgment? Most of us. What are you going to say? Send me back. قال ربي ارجعون. Send me back. لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. I am going to do a good deed. And what did Allah say? كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها. Nay, this is a word. You know, when I am scared, and I say, just give me one more chance and see what I will do. And we say this, how many promises we have done to Allah? Right? When we go through tough times, and we say, Ya Allah, just make this thing happen and see how I will be. And after a month or two, a year, we're back to square one. But here, there's no return. No return. The day of regret. We don't want this. Al-Ghashiyah. You all know the surah. What is Al-Ghashiyah? What does the word mean? SubhanAllah, we need to know these names. That's why I started with this. Because every name is related to what is going to happen. Is the overwhelming. Overwhelming. It's amazing how Allah changed the time of the class to after Isha. SubhanAllah, this was not planned. SubhanAllah. And it's very quiet and it's night. So hopefully, yeah, and it is scary. So imagine, al-ghashiyah, overwhelming. وَمَا هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. You all know it. Do you know the news about the ghashiyah? يَوْمَ يَكُونُ النَّاسُ كَالْفَرَاشِ الْمَبْثُوثِ. People will be like the moth. A lot. Millions, billions, trillions, but they're nothing. Like a moth. SubhanAllah. يَوْمُ الْحِسَابِ, the day of reckoning. يَوْمُ الْجَمْعِ, the day that we are all gathered. This is very nice. I'll just give you why it's called يوم الجمع. Who's going to be gathered together? They said, number one, Allah is going to be gathered with all His creation. We're going to be seeing Him. InshaAllah in Jannah. And He's going to be gathered to all His creation. One, some says, every oppressor in this world will be gathered with the people who he oppressed or she oppressed. Be careful oppressing people, mocking people, looking down at people, abuse people. If there isn't here justice, this is not a place of justice. The justice is there. Everyone, you know what's to what degree the justice will be? That the sheep will take her right from the other sheep who abused her. Sheep. Imagine somebody who hurted me and you say, I will never forgive them. No, forgive them. And I'll take it there. يوم الحساب, يوم الجمع, يوم الآزفة. SubhanAllah, ذلك يوم مجموع له الناس. That's a day that the people will be gathered for it. Also one of the names in Surah Ghafir, يوم التناد. There will be calling, mutual calling. يوم التناد, when Allah calls you. He's going to call us one by name. By name. And he knows the name full. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. Also, يوم التغابن, the day of the mutual loss or gain. That's the day where I am going to have this in front of me, my book, and I will look and I will say, what a loser I am. That's why it's called يوم التغابن, the day of loss. I can't make it up. That's it. اليوم, as it's, I think Sayyidina Ali who said that, اليوم عمل ولا حساب. Today is acting and no reckoning. Do whatever you want to do. Don't do whatever you don't want to do. You know it's a free country? That's what we all, it's my choice. Okay, it's your choice. And do whatever you want to do. And nobody is going to tell you why and if and but. And if I say it, you're not going to like me, then that's fine. But on the day of judgment, there will be no amal, no more. You can't make it up. You missed a salah and you didn't make it up. You can't make it up there. And no amal. But it's all hisab that day. SubhanAllah. May Allah make us ready for it. What will happen? How it will start? I'm not talking about the signs before. How it will start? Does anyone know how it will start? Come on, you all know the verse. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. There's more than one verse. This is in an Naml. وَكُلٌّ أَتَوْهُ دَاخِرِينَ. The trump, there will be a blast first one. ونفخ في الصور. You're going to hear a huge sound. It's not thunderstorms. It is not a bomb. Those of you who lived in wars, you know what I'm talking about. Or if you live in places or states where there's always thunderstorms and you know, this is nothing. Because what will happen when you hear that, or I will hear that? Those who are still living, what will happen to them? It's in the verse. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَاعِقَ وَرَ الصَّاعِقَ. They fall unconscious. From the sound, everything on this earth and in the heavens. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَاعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ. سبحان الله وكل أتوه داخرين. Another one, Allah said, ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة. This is in Yasin. You probably, all of you know it. ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة. They will not see anything but a one cry or call or a blast. وهم ينظرون, they are looking. That's why Yasin is one of the surahs. You usually read it when people are dying, because it reminds you of the Day of Judgment and all what's going to happen. What happens at that moment in Surah Yasin? And he said, مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ. They're arguing. It's mine. No, it is mine. No, I don't like you. No, I like you. And then comes in. فَلَا يَسْتَطِعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. When it hits on the spot, everyone will lose conscious. You don't have a minute. That's what he's saying in Surah Yasin. You don't have a minute to second thinking, second thought. Just a second. Let me do this. Immediately. Have you seen someone who had an electric shock? Have you seen it? What happens to them? They fall down dead. They fall down dead right away. Right away. They're not even any, maybe some convulsion, maybe not, but they right away. That's the first blow in the trump. The trump will be blown, and we're going to come to it. Who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? Who is it? Which angel? Who is it? Israfil. I'm going to come to it. What day the Day of Judgment will be? How many of you say Friday? طيب, alhamdulillah. Why Friday? Anybody who said Friday, why Friday? I can't, just because I like Friday, has to be a reason, right? It's not in the Quran. It's not in the Quran. Yes. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ. Memorize this. Because this is not only about the Day of Judgment. Those of you who live close to a masjid. Those of you who live close to the masjid. خَيْرُ يَوْمٍ طَلَعَتْ عَلَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ يَوْمُ الْجُمَعَةِ. The best day ever. Day, every week. At the best day that the sun will rise over is Friday. Why? Why? Coming to it. Number one, because on this day, Adam was created. Sayyidina Adam was created on a Friday. And on that day, he entered Jannah, paradise. And on that day, he was removed from Jannah. And the hour will only, that's hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm reading. Friday will be only on, Day of Judgment will be only on Friday. At the same time, this is why I was talking about masjid. The best salah you do, best salah you do. Does anyone know which one? It's not Salatul Layl. It's not Salat Taraweeh in Ramadan. No. And it's not Salatul Jumu'ah. No, Fajr in Jama'ah, in Masjid on Friday. Best Salah ever, Fajr, morning, on Friday, in Masjid, in Jama'ah. And why don't we come to the Masjid on a Friday morning, but we go to everywhere else? And please don't tell me Salatul Mar'a fi Baytiha Khayra. Don't tell me the woman pray at home better than praying in masjid. But everywhere else, you go to the malls, you go, you travel, you do everything, that's okay. That's my hawa. So it's going to be on a Jumu'ah. This is why make sure on the day of Jumu'ah, don't disobey Allah, at least on Jumu'ah. Because I don't want to come the day of judgment and nufikha fi al-sur and I'm watching Netflix. Honestly, because we have no idea when it's going to happen. I don't know. And I'll give you one hadith, it will make you so even more scared. When I was reading it, I was like, Ya Allah, this could be literally any second. How many times there will be blowing in the trumpet? Twice. So, no, two. Here in the Quran, نفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. It's in Surah Az-Zumar. The first blow, whoever is living, whatever is living, young and old, animal, human beings, whatever, all will die. The second one, everyone who is already dead and everyone who died, they will come up again. I'll give you, subhanAllah, I remembered this. I don't know, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invite you all, when you go to Mecca in Ramadan, in the last 10 nights where there is Taraweeh and there is a Qiyam al-Layl. So I remember that day, I was doing tawaf and I didn't pay attention to the time, right? And everybody, you know, it was before the Qiyam. So everybody was sitting. And he said, Allahu Akbar. And everyone stood up. You're talking about millions. Last 10 days of Ramadan in Mecca is jam-packed. It's not ICOI jam-packed or the other masajid. You're talking about million people. Millions, literally. And he said, Allahu Akbar. I was in tawaf. Everybody stood up. Immediately came to my mind this. Because it's not my choice. It's not like, I can't get up. You know, I'm too tired. And maybe tomorrow. It's not me. I'm going to be like you and me, and we all going to be like dolls. And Allah is moving us. No will anymore. It's not my choice anymore. Here is the choices. And you choose what you want to choose. You want to choose, you want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to pray, you don't want to pray, you want to put your hijab, you don't want to put your hijab, it's your choice. That's what I tell people. It's your choice. They always ask me, is hijab is a choice? I said, absolutely it's a choice. Oh, really? I said, yeah. It's your choice to obey Allah or not to obey Allah. Period. Period. It's my choice, your choice, to fast in Ramadan or don't. Nobody's going to put a gun on you. But again, as I say this to myself, I better have a good excuse. When I'm in front of Allah, after all this scary moments, we're not yet to the really scariest moment, I better have a good reason. I'm not convinced. Tell Allah I'm not convinced. Tell Allah I'm not ready. This is what I hear commonly from women. I'm not ready. And I said, when will you be ready? أَلَمْ يَعْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Hasn't time come for the believers to submit to Allah? When is the time? When I go to college, when I whatever, when I get married, when I become 40, when I go to Hajj, you know all these excuses you hear? When? So the second one will happen where everyone is going to be standing up, subhanAllah. Where it will be? Where is the day of judgment will be? Where it's going to be? Going to be in a new land. We don't know where it is going to be. Nobody knows. There is all assumptions, but we know it's a new land. And we all going to be resurrected in a different way, in a different look. Now listen to this. How we will be resurrected? What are we going to be wearing? Exactly. We're going to be naked completely. And men will be not circumcised. So Sayyidina Aisha heard this from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Said, Ya Rasulullah, they're all naked? Men and women together? Let her come these days. Let her come these days and go on the beach. Look what she was thinking. He was telling her, Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, people will be resurrected. Hufatun urat. They will be completely naked and they will be barefoot. And men will have no circumcision. You know why? Exactly the way we are born. You all have delivered babies or you have seen newborns. They come out of their mother womb, nothing. They're not covered, right? And then she didn't say what's going to happen. She's not worried. Said, Ya Rasulullah, الرجال والنساء man, look at her. Look at us. She says, men and women together, ينظروا بعضهم لبعض, each one looking at the other. You know what he said? الأمر أخطر من هذا. He said, they will be so busy and overwhelmed of what's happening that no one will look at each other. The fact that they are naked will be the least issue. Think of it, those of you who lived in war, you all remember this is something you will never forget. That's why they call it PTSD, because this is very painful and traumatizing if you lived it, especially when they start bombing you and you hear it and you hear the plane. Those of you who lived in war, you know what I'm talking about. You hear the plane and you know which plane is this. SubhanAllah, and you're just waiting to die. You're waiting because you don't know where it's going to hit. So if you were naked or you're not naked, who is going to even pay attention? Because al-amru akhtaru min hadha. The matter is way overwhelming. SubhanAllah. And who is the first one that will be resurrected? Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. First one is going to come out. First one is going to come out. And that's what he said alayhi salatu wasalam. Ana sayyidu waldi Adam. I am the leader of the children of Adam. And on the day of resurrection, and I am the first one for whom the grave will split open. First one, where the grave will be split open. And the first one, Ya Rabbi Ameen, and the first one to intercede, and the first one whose intercession will be accepted. You better earn his intercession. And it's not going to come free of charge. Who is he or who will deserve the intercession of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Not because I'm a Muslim. He will at the end, ummati, ummati. You better follow his sunnah. You better practice what he did. And I will say this before even that, you better glorify his sunnah. And don't look at it as sunnah, just sunnah. Half of the people after Maghrib don't pray. Two minutes. And then you want, and with all these overwhelming realities, you want him to come and intercede. Anybody else will not do it. But he's a Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So he's the first one who's going to come out. Subhanahu alayhi wa salam. He's going to come out and he is going to intercede for you and me. I'm trying to just, this book is beautiful. I'm literally, you will really enjoy if you read. What will we be, after we are resurrected, and we are all going to be naked and barefooted, then we will be clothed. And what are we going to be wearing? What we will be wearing. There's no jeans on the Day of Judgment. And there's no tight things on the Day of Judgment. And there is no low cut on the Day of Judgment. Please forgive me, but we are all women, and this is reality. We're not going to be looking like when we go for weddings and we spend 2 hours getting ourselves ready and we don't have time to pray. It's reality. So what are we going to be wearing? There's two choices only. Only two choices. Who are you? On the Day of Judgment, there's only two groups. There's no Arab and Pakistani, and American and African-American, and accent and no accent, and white and not, there's none of this. There's two groups only. And you know, all of you know this. It's in Surah Az-Zumar. Surah Az-Zumar is the chapter of groups, and there's only two groups. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. Those people of taqwa, righteous people, that's a group. Do you want to be in that group? Do you want to be in that group? What did you do for it? Doesn't come free. I wish. Doesn't. And the other group, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. So either disbelievers and the wrongdoers, they will go all first to Jahannam. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ اللَّهِ protect us. But if they are a believer, then they will be removed and went to Jannah. But in the beginning, they will go two groups. Two groups. Imagine in this life, this is how you live the day of judgment. In this life, you come from this masjid, from this door behind me, right? And you all know the door. And there's somebody standing on that door, and he will say, just a second. Either you're going to go to the right or you're going to go to the left. And then who's going to the right? The elite, the nice, the wealthy, the people of dunya. And everybody look at them. And then the other on the other side. And they look at you and they say, you go there. How you will feel? Discriminated. But on Day of Judgment, there is no discrimination. ولا تظلم مثقال ولا يظلم مثقال حب وإن كان حبة من مثقال ذرة أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. There is no injustice on the day of judgment. There's a lot of injustice on this earth. A lot of injustice in homes, in streets, at work, in masajid, in Muslim community, non-Muslim. There's always injustices, but not on the day of judgment. Which group you want to be? And what are you going to be wearing? So two options. And that's a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will clothe his slaves. Allah will clothe us. After we are all resurrected, the righteous will be clothed in a noble garment. Now look at the other side. And this is in the Quran, the other side. And the evildoers, he didn't say disbelievers, evildoers. How much evil I have done and we have done. If this one speaks, there will be volumes against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against each other, against this earth, you name it. And the evildoers will be clothed in trousers of tar and a shield of scabs and other awful garments. Allah said this at the end of Surah Ibrahim. سرابيلهم من قطران وتغشى وجوههم النار. Their trousers is all from tar. Have you seen tar? Black and sticking and hot. It's very hot. This is not Jahannam yet. I'm not there yet. This is just the next step. Because nobody is going to go in front of Allah naked. Either noble garment, again, the choice is yours and mine. How do you want to meet Allah? Clothed with what? And it's not my choice. I'm not going to go to Southwest Coast Plaza and buy. There's none of that. He is going to put, but did I deserve which one? That's why I keep telling people, I remind myself, you know what they call dunya, one of the best descriptions of dunya. You know what they called it? The dunya is mazra'atul akhirah. The dunya, this life, is the farm of the hereafter. Whatever you plant here, you'll see it there. Whatever you plant here, most of the time what you plant here, for Allah, you will not see it. You'll not see it here, but you'll see it there. I want, when I go and meet Allah, I want to be dressed beautifully. Beautiful. Everyone looking at me, wow, she's coming. Ya Rabbi Ameen. But I have to earn it. Noble versus it's all trousers of tar and a shield of scabs. SubhanAllah. And we said that the earth is going to be the other earth and it's not going to be the same one as it is right now. Now you need to get ready. We're going to end up here. The chapter name. Look at the chapter name. The terrors of the day of resurrection. The terrors of the day of resurrection. And they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in the Quran in many places. He said, أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Don't they think they're gonna go, they will be resurrected? And this is a question in the Quran that there is no answer. It's a rhetoric question. In the Arabic, they say جملة يعني استفهامي منكر. So the word is not coming to me. It's basically Allah saying, how come you don't know that? It's very obvious. أنا يظن أولئك أنهم مبعوثون. You think you're not going to be resurrected? And then he said, to where? ليوم عظيم. Great day. يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين. When everybody is going to get up and stand for Allah. You know where you need to bring these feelings to you? Whenever you go to a huge gathering, I'm not talking about 100 and 200 and 300. If you go to, for example, if you go to Umrah and you go to Hajj, and you see all these millions. If you watch on the TV and you see this, let's say the Super Bowl, and they tell you millions are watching, or millions are attending. Or if you watch the funeral of the Queen Elizabeth, and they said millions were on the street. It's realities, right? Where did she end up? You all saw the funeral, right? Where did she end up at the end? What did they do? They removed the crown. They removed the sword she had. And they gave it to the new king. And where did she go? In the ground. You all saw it. It was on TV. أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ. Don't these people think they will be resurrected? لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. To a great day. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Look at this one. I'm going to just give you a few. And then we probably will end up. Or if we have a little bit of, I don't know what time is it. Yeah, alhamdulillah, we still have a little bit of time. The beginning of Surah Al-Hajj. Surah Al-Hajj, the chapter of Hajj in the Quran, it's all about, yes, there is about Hajj, but the main message of it, Hajj reminds you of the Day of Judgment. Hajj reminds you of the Day of Judgment. You're going to go to Allah, going to die, going to be wearing only two pieces for men, five pieces for the woman, right? White. And you're going to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with nothing. That's when we go for Hajj, especially in Muzdalifah. So how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started Surah Al-Hajj? Nothing about Hajj yet. Hajj is the second and third page. Actually, it's in the fourth page. Ya ayyuhan nas, people. He didn't say alladhina amanu, people. Ittaqu rabbakum. Have awe of Allah. You want to translate fear of Allah, do that, but it's not the best translation. Be Allah conscious. Now comes to the Day of Judgment. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. The earthquake of the earth. Have you lived in earthquake? You're in California. Have you felt it? Right? Not a major one. Not a major one. This is not an earthquake 5 on Richter scale. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. When the earth starts shaking, it's something great. And now he tells you what is going to happen. How many of you have breastfed their children? You breastfed your baby. How many of you? Right? A good number. Will you ever, ever, at any moment during breastfeeding, when the baby is enjoying, you will throw the baby out? Any possibility? Look what Allah described the Day of Judgment. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم. Have awe and fear of Allah. إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. The earthquake, the shaking of the earth on that day is huge, is a great thing. Now, okay, it's a great and we don't, okay. Then he said, you know what? Let me explain it to them. يوم تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. What is going to happen? Every breastfeeding woman. Remember, when the sa'a comes in, I could be studying, I could be sleeping, I could be doing anything. So whoever was breastfeeding at that moment, you know what she will do? She will throw out her baby. تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت. And every pregnant woman will deliver. وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها. Regardless how far you're pregnant. Two, and then when we are up, وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى, and you see them, they are like intoxicated. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. They are not intoxicated. They didn't drink anything. They didn't use anything. ولكن عذاب الله شديد. The punishment of Allah is severe. I'm not trying to scare you, but this is reality. And we live in this life, especially when dunya is easy for us. And I have to say, living in, especially in this state, it's much easier than other places. And people used to say this to me, and I was like, why is that? You know why? You don't even know the challenge of severe weather. You don't, honestly, you are laughing, but you have not gone out of your house and it is minus 16 outside. I lived it. And you have to have 20 minutes for your car so you can get in the car and you can drive. And then if there's a sleet on that road, Allah is al-hafiz that you will get there. And then at the same time comes August, you had heat last week and everybody was talking about the heat last week. Heat index was 120 and 130. So the more I am comfortable, I forget this. And this is why I need to remind myself. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Look at the other one. وَلَا تَحْسَبَ. This is the end of Surah Ibrahim. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. I love this verse. You know why? It makes me comfortable and it makes me calm. Because Allah says, don't you think the wrongdoers, what they are doing, Allah don't know about it. Or Allah is, subhanahu, is not aware of what they are doing. لا تحسبن. So what is happening? Why they are keep doing what they are doing? Whoever is doing injustice at any level. إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. He is letting them do whatever they want to do. And he's bringing them and he's going to collect them and gather them to a day where the eyes will keep staring at one point. When do you stare at one point? As the youth will say, freeze. When do you freeze? And you say, I froze. I couldn't speak. When? When? When you are so scared. When you are so scared, when you are astonished. When someone says something you didn't expect, you're just, what? تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارُ مُهْطِعِينَ مُقْنِعِي رُؤُوسِهِمْ لَا يَرْتَدُّ إِلَيْهِمْ طَرْفُهُمْ وَأَفْئِدَتُهُمْ سَوَاءٌ. I'm just going to translate the verse, because the verse is very clear. Consider, don't you consider, or don't you even think that Allah is not aware of that which the polytheists or the wrongdoers are doing. But he gives them time, respite up to the day now when the eyes will stare in horror, hastening forward with their necks outstretched, their heads raised up, their gaze returning not toward them, and their hearts empty. You're not going to be thinking about your future. You're not going to be thinking about your phone. You're not going to be thinking about your children. You're not going to be thinking about your beauty and your weight and your all what we spend hours about. And again, ladies, we really need to be ready. We believe in this. We all believe in this. I don't think anyone in this room or any Muslim I have asked, they don't believe in the Day of Judgment. And by the way, it's not only Muslims. Who else believe in Day of Judgment? Christians, they do. Some of them, they do. They call it Day of Resurrection. But what happens there is different than what we believe in. Because what we believe as Muslims, لا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى. Not a single soul in this room will take any of my sins. And I will not take any of your sins, except a few exceptions. But Allah is not going to ask me, and I don't want to point to anybody, why that person didn't pray, or she did not put her hijab, or she did not obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he did not do and this. He's not going to ask me. But he's going to ask me why you didn't do that, or why did you do that? Allah, another example, قُلُوبٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ وَاجِفَةٌ أَبَصَارُهَا خَاشِعَةٌ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّا لَمَرْدُدُونَ فِي الْحَافِرَةِ. This Allah said this and says it's the some hearts at that day will shake with fear and anxiety.
their eyes will be down east. You're going to be looking at one side only. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. Last thing I'm going to end. Each one of you look at the person next to you. And I'm sure all of you know, most of all of you. That day, nobody will know anyone. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. That day, each one of us, each one of us, you know your baby? You know your child next to you? Your baby right here? Your girl right here? Your friend right here? We'll be running away from each other. And Allah here, He described who we are going to be running away from. يَوْمَ يَفْرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Your siblings, your mother, you'll be running away from them. Your mother, your father. يَوْمَ يَفْرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. The wife or the friends and the children. Why? Everyone is busy about. لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغني. Everybody is busy. Where I'm going to end up? What I'm going to tell Allah? How long I'm going to be standing? What is in my book? What did I do 10 years ago? On a Wednesday, on a Friday, what did I say? What did I didn't do? Who remember? If I ask you, what did you eat last week for dinner? What do you remember? Good luck. Absolutely not. Let alone yesterday. Well, I remember 10 years ago what I said or what I did. We need to be ready, ladies. I didn't mean to scare you, but this is the subject. It's very scary. It's overwhelming. And we need to remind ourselves. This is actually, wallah ladhi adam. This is, and I'm saying this to the adults. And alhamdulillah, there's a good number of the youth, and I really didn't mean to scare you. But it is reality. And mashallah, you're all adults. We all need, whenever, this is where you use this information. Don't use it for other people. Don't tell your daughter this. Say this to yourself first. Do you apply it? Does really this information changes you? Because if this changes you, then yes, it will change your children. But if I am going to tell the children or tell the youth, and I am ghafilun, or I think I'm absolutely fine, as people tell you, what's wrong with me? And I said, so Allah guaranteed the Jannah for you, for sure. And في مقعد صدق عند ملك مقتدر, and you're going to be in this beautiful place next to Allah. Please don't forget me. Take me with you. So let's get ready. Let's change. At least make the intention of change. Make the intention of change. Because if I die tomorrow, or if the hour it's 10 o'clock today, and I left today, and I made the intention to change, and Ya Allah help me. And I'm not going to say change is easy. If I say change is easy, I didn't live it. Change, going against the flow, being different, being a stranger, look different, speak different, don't do much of what people does. It's not easy. But when I am there, I want to come from that door, and I am garmented, and I'm clothed with the clothes of the righteous, noble. I don't want to be covered with tar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. Ya Rabbi Ameen. Next week, we're going to be next. What will happen? Including when we are standing in front of Allah. Inshallah, I will see you all. Jazakum Allah khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Does anyone have any question? I think it was very clear. I think so too. Jazakum Allah khairan.